How to work genuine Pop Mart Labubu, Zimono Kasing, they're just saying stuff now. Zimono Kasing Lung Fantasia Instinct Toy Toy. Okay, $8,000, or best offer.
I like that you threw that in there.
I'm not fucking with you. Look at that. It's just like rainbow, like it looks like a snow cone if you were to do different flavors.
What the fuck? 8,000.
Let me go see.
8,000. Yeah. And that's not even the most expensive one. Look at that guy. Condition new, thank God. Or you can do financing for $400 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, supply and demand, man.
Supply and a demand. That's correct.
$400 a month for a little fuck ass thing like that.
Hey, the Tony Chopper one's going for three.
I don't even like him or her. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Never, what is it? Never figured that out. I don't know.
They don't tell that in the anime. That in the 1500 episodes that they're out.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. We hope you're doing well. We hope you're doing fantastic. We're back, we're here to just chill for a little bit. We're just here to hang out, you know, get back in the groove. This is not new to us. So, how y'all doing? I'm Danko, of course. Across the way, I've got Lorenzo here.
Scarab beetles are nocturnal.
Nice.
Hi, everyone. It's been a while.
Yeah. I like your Camp Flogna...
hydro thing?
Hydro flask.
Yeah, this one was... I missed it last year, but I'm going to try to go this year.
How much did that cost?
Well, this was in the VIP pack. So you got like a bunch of... Like my backpack and stuff like was in the VIP, which was around... Nice. I think $600-$700. But it's a 2-day festival.
True.
That shit's cheaper than a Labubu, huh?
Yeah. That's too insane. I wanted to agree with you, but I was like, that's ugly.
That's crazy.
We're just gonna measure how much things cost now by how much it costs versus a Labubu.
Stupid.
Dude, yeah. I'm gonna new car. Damn, this is like 20 Labubu.
Well, welcome back, and of course, we are joined with Lewis.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
We losing. West, but we losing,
We are losing, unfortunately. That's okay. We need a loss, you know? We need to humble ourselves. We need to get back to the way things
were. No, what the fuck?
At least it was done in state, in the country this time. We didn't lose outside, because that would have been more embarrassing if the Canadians won. Right?
I respect that logic, actually. On an international level, it's a little more embarrassing.
Could you imagine if Drake won?
U.S. would be terrible.
Some fuck-ass people think he did, though.
Yeah, but the majority of the world knows.
The majority of the world does know.
Yeah, actually, I respect that.
Who calling this shit?
Sometimes you're too quick. And all I can do is be along for the ride.
The fact that you ad-libbed it.
I got you. I've never left you. All right, I've never left your side. You better dap me up right now.
That's so funny. Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Lots of music right now has come out since we've been gone. Of course, lots of stuff, dude. We've got like
album of the year came out.
What's the album of the year?
Sleep Token.
Okay.
I dare you.
I like the album. I think it's good. I think it's a good album. I do not think it's album of the year. Just saying.
Then what do you think is album of the year?
Right now?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You don't even have an answer.
Look at him. Scrambling like some eggs, bro.
It's going to be Leve's album. Leve, when it comes out. It's coming out this year. It's going to be her album.
When it comes out.
That's not out.
Okay, fine.
Though.
I'll do Kali Uchis. Kali Uchis had a great album.
Coochie
too.
Uchis.
Hey, is every time I bring it up, you hate on me. But Kali Uchis had a great album.
Look. I rock with Coochie Uchis. I just wanted one
in the parameters.
You did it before, yeah.
I said, I believe it. I just wanted an answer in the parameters.
I think my biggest problem with Sleep Token is sometimes they just, I feel like they need to make their fans earn the different genres when they're doing the switch up. You know what I mean? Like the progressive switch ups. Sometimes they're just in your face and they'll just like cut to like a big heavy break. And it's like, it doesn't feel like I built up to that. It just feels like you just threw that at my face and I'm supposed to be like, wow, so innovative. You did two genre switch-ups in a song. That's how I feel. However, I think Vessel's voice is great. I think he has great writing. I think he's got a good, solid album, and I like Caramel still. Caramel's a great song.
Caramel is different, Caramel. Bro. That shit.
It's like, and most of those songs.
The fuck they do that, man?
I know they did.
Nah, hold on, bro. Because I don't be fucking with the UK like that, right?
Right.
But these British motherfuckers, is, like, they got it right now.
Yeah.
They do.
Like, they got it.
I've been watching. I know this doesn't relate to music, but it relates to the topic. But I've been watching a lot of parkour and like a lot of Ted Lasso. It's just like European like things and stuff. I was like, damn, I'm really in like in the UK. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really fuck like, with all of it. Like this.
I don't even be knowing like, because UK to me weird as fuck.
Right.
Like the shit that they be eating, the shit that they be doing, weird.
I mean, every time I look at their food, it doesn't look appetizing whatsoever.
But the music that comes out of the UK is fucking crazy. I'm like, bro, y'all not, there's no way y'all eating fucking beans on toast and then hitting the studio and dropping this fire ass shit right here off of some jellied eels, pie, and mash.
There's only one city that does that.
All of them.
No. There's a specific city, I forgot.
That eats beans on toast?
No, that's a whole country. The jelly eel and mash.
I do like
that's all of them.
Past Self, that song? Past Self, because it's the instrumental, it's the song The Fairy Fountain from Legend of Zelda. That's Legend of Zelda.
Wow. Right there. Voice is stupid.
I can see it.
No, but I think, dude, the elements that they use, I think it's a lot better than their last album. I'm a big, like, critic of that album. I don't know why I don't like it, I'm gonna be honest with you.
You know what? The last album?
Mm-hmm.
The Summoning?
Yeah.
What?
I love The Summoning. I think The Summoning is great. I think that's a perfect example of what needs to be earned, because that song, everything is earned in that song for me. Everything that changes, whenever they switch up, whenever they change up their genre.
On that song.
That's what it should be. But for most of their songs, I feel like it's really abrupt. It's really like fast, and it shouldn't be. That's not what prog is, you know?
What the fuck is prog?
Prog, like progressive music. Progressive music is like
here
those.
Here we go, that fucking word, dude. Oh,
here we go.
That freestyle-ass fucking word, bro.
They've got 6 to 7 minute songs.
Fire.
Trying to do different genres.
They snatched.
If they did
they
it just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. It would have been earned. It would have felt good.
If the song was longer?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
What the fuck is you talking about? They got 8 minutes Jones on air. What the fuck you mean? Longer.
They got.
What you mean? The fuck you want a 10-minute Jones?
I can see what both of you are saying.
I just feel.
Fuck wrong with them.
People are torn about if this album is good or not. At least I'm not on the side of people who think this album is ass. Because
like
I don't think they're right.
People are saying
it's
haven't
bad.
Seen that. I've seen people be like, they're mad.
That they can get more?
Because they're not a metal band.
Oh, Jesus. I think people are dramatic when they say that.
I don't get the fucking parameters anymore, bro.
There is no parameters. That's the thing. It's like music is supposed to be like a fluid thing. Like you just do it. You do what you feel. But there's people on the internet who are saying, oh, Sleep Token fans are glazing this. They say it's good, but it's overproduced. It's basic, like mainstream. Everyone throws out mainstream, like it's like fucking candy. You know,
yeah,
like,
it's like it's fucking,
that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
bro, basic.
That's what people are saying.
That's the furthest fucking.
I can even
bro,
read
look,
some stuff.
As like somebody who played the drums at one point.
Yeah.
The fucking Two, that's his name. Two, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nastiest shit I've ever heard, like, written, like, drum-wise.
I will say, like, I don't look at it from, obviously, the same way you two look at it, but, like, from a feeling and dance-wise, like, and for, like, listening to so much music and so much complex music, I don't think people understand how... It feels like they're listening to Absol. Like, they don't understand, like...
They can't
like, why
possibly,
it's,
like, fathom.
Yeah, like why... why the calmness of complication is so appealing.
Yeah.
I feel like the people who are hating on the album didn't listen to the buildup. Because that's one thing. Is like one of the most important things you do when you listen to an album, you let it sit. You sit on it. You listen to it maybe a couple more times. Fans have been like listening to the singles coming up to this for like nonstop. Caramel is a perfect example. I listened to that song constantly before the album came out.
Yeah, no bullshit. I got like 500 listens on that joint.
Listening to it, like you hear like the different sounds that they use, the lyrics themselves. Of course, that's an important song because it talks about Vessel's doxing. Like that whole shit that happened with him when someone tried to reveal like his identity and what that fucking did to him. Like, but people who shit on the album first, like right off rip, like after listening the first time, seconds after the last song, they'll go on and they'll say it's shit because they don't let it sit. They don't think about it.
That's just those like, fucking Reddit incel.
Because like this like, is wild to me.
What the fuck is that?
So it's like 1,800 ratings, right? Just 1,800 people rating it an average of 47 out of 100. That's wild to me.
Who the fuck?
And people are saying that it's like, oh, you're going to love it. This is Pitchfork.
Shut the fuck up. I don't even want to hear it.
The masked anonymous UK quartet might be the biggest metal band in a generation, yet their laborious and watered-down fusion of pop, rap, and djent amount to very little. Full shit. If you're a Sleep Token fan, Stan, then you might not want to bother with his review. And then it's like people giving it zeros, like low. And it's like people like to...
Like, I was joking about Album of the Year. I just really fuck with the album.
No, it's a great
but,
album.
But like...
But doesn't warrant that.
No.
You know?
I don't understand. Like... This is the thing with music. I don't know what the fuck people be listening to. Like, I don't understand. Like,
dude, I'll go to that one person who rated it really low. I'll go, and I bet you I'll see at least, like, and this is no hate to, like, Ken Carson or anything like that. Like, any of the trap music, they'll probably have those highest rated. Like, trap listeners listening to stuff like this and being like, this shit sucks because it's not trap. And it's like, people kind of one-minded when it comes to it, you know? They're waiting for the next Trippie Redd album. that's a jab.
If anybody ever listens to this, please know that, yes, sometimes the vibe of music can be good, but also, like, really understand and appreciate music and then understand why it's also okay to be complicated sometimes.
They have such a weird favorite list. They've got The Weeknd, Hurry Up Tomorrow, System of the Down, Toxicity.
You don't even need to say no more.
That's just like those two don't. It's weird. Anyways,
they're like they would probably consider themselves a metalhead, and they probably don't fucking like Sleep Token.
They don't like when R&B shows up. It's not metal.
What the fuck, rap?
Not in my metal.
Where was he rapping?
I think they're confusing the cadence, the R&B cadence.
Yeah,
that shit is fuck.
Like sing talking.
Oh. Yeah. Because
he does that a lot, you know.
He be flowing on that bitch.
Yeah.
Don't get it fucked up, boy.
R&B
don't get
is
it fucked up, boy. He be flowing on that bitch, boy. Oh my mama though. He be flowing, but that's not rapping though. He just got a nice cadence. Like he be flowing, bro. He reached the flow state and he just be going off. Caramel. Tweaking on Caramel.
I think you guys should listen to the album. I think it has a lot to offer. Like, I think there's something for everyone on that album. And there are moments where dude's voice is fucking crazy. Like, no one can deny that. And there's some great production in this shit. Like, it's probably my favorite. The instrumentation in it, solid. Solid.
I need to listen to it then. I've just been listening to Blast's EP. Hmm? Blast. He dropped like a little 4-song EP.
I didn't even know that.
I've been having too much fun dancing to it a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'll listen to that. I fucking love Caramel.
Speak to me. Like I said, Kali Uchis released an album. I loved it. Okay. Moses Sumney and Haley Williams collaborated on a song, and it's really good. Haley Williams from Paramore. It's called I Like It. I Like It. Fantastic. The Callous Dow Boys, I really like.
What?
Yes, I said the Callous Dow Boys. They're if you enjoy any of Sleep Token.
Who the fuck is that, bro? Yeah. You just made that
I discovered
the Callous Dow Boys.
All my fucking life, checking. You just made that up, bro.
The Callous Dow Boys.
What the fuck? Have you heard President?
I have. They're really sleep token oriented, and people are saying it's Vessel, but
it's not.
Okay, I listened to one of their songs though.
They only have one song.
Yeah, I listened to.
But they're on fucking Download Festival with one song out. How the fuck do you do that?
Because it's probably Vessel.
It's not. It's Charlie Simpson, bro.
Charlie Simpson.
Another UK dude from he was in the band Busted, and then some other band. But his solo stuff is fire.
So are we seeing a UK invasion again?
High key, I don't like that shit.
Like, is that happening?
Wait, what do you mean again?
Because I'm talking like, first there were the Beatles, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on, let me cook.
God, I don't want you to.
And then they kind of took it back, and then of course
I don't want what you cooking.
The Beach Boys over here in the U.S., they rolled in, they did their thing.
Wait, hold on.
Beatles got over it. And then Led Zeppelin came around, another they UK division, UK? Rolling Stones, all of them. They hot take, they created fucking hard rock. It's okay, it's 23 minutes in, I can say that.
We didn't what count. The what the fuck?
we talked about it.
And then, of course, you know, we kind of took over again with punk music, I think. And then, of course, we had One Direction, all that bullshit that happened.
They're from the UK?
They're from the UK. That happened again.
I thought they was from Australia or something.
No, that's 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of them. It's not One Direction.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah. And then, of course, we took it back. And then we had K-pop. And now we're having another UK invasion with... I mean, we've been pretty good with our alternative metal.
Nah,
like, we've been good with alt, you know?
Nah, if it's just Sleep Token, well...
And President...
President has one song.
Yeah, but people are already loving it. Like
it's fire, but is
you don't think it's gonna keep the momentum going? Remember when Sleep Token came out with The Summoning, and people like loved that band forever. They had one song.
Yeah, that was me.
It was The Summoning.
I went to the fucking concert and everything. I was scared.
What,
bro? Some random motherfucker like walked up to me and handed me a token. That shit said,
"I said sleep."
Nah, I said, this is like some satanic fucking shit.
Some Latin,
bro.
Probably
like
Latin.
For worship or yeah. some shit. I was like, bro, fuck you. I believe in God. I rebuke you, bitch. Fuck out of here. The fuck out of here, bro. I like the music, though. I'm going to give it to somebody else. But like,
obviously, that's why I'm here. But, you know.
Real quick before we move on to something else, I do want to mention I still have faith in them. Still, Dance Gavin Dance released a single. I just wanted to say
that. I have put them out of my brain.
And of course, Andrew Wells is the singer, like we assumed. And it's called Night at McGuffey's.
Bro, the fucking love that you have for this band is.
I love them, dude. What do you want me to do?
Committed. He's committed.
All right.
You know?
Yeah. I still have faith in them. Bro, they're God, bro.
Every time.
Oh, my God. Did you listen to Tillian's album?
No.
I don't believe
Tillian's gone, man. I don't care. Hit the road, Jack. I don't give a shit about you.
Didn't they bring him back?
No. It's Andrew Wells.
They didn't bring Tillian back?
No, dude. It's Andrew Wells.
He really said hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, bro. You're not in my peripheral.
Bro, no shot. I thought they brought Tillian back.
No, it's Andrew.
He's the front man now.
He's the front man. He's been touring with them this whole time. Tillian ain't coming.
Why
back,
are you arguing
dude.
With? You heard the
I'm
commitment.
The one who keeps track of them.
He's committed.
No, I remember the last time we talked about Dance Gavin Dance, they were saying that they were going to bring Tillian back to
no.
like.
Oh, to feature? Like,
no, to like tour or some shit.
No. No, it's Andrew. It's Andrew. He said, after everything he said, he's still here to be the front man.
Were we not speculating that time?
Yeah, but then he came out with that interview saying, you know, oh, yeah, that'd be cool, but, you know, I want to focus on my own stuff. He's full of shit. It's what he is because he's here.
Yeah, but I'm saying for Lewis, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
after we saw them live.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, but this is the motherfucker.
Yeah, but we were just speculating. That's why. That's mm-hmm. why. That's why we wasn't sure if he was back, but I think at that time.
Confirmed. Andrew Wells.
The fact that you laughed at him so hard for hit the love of his band, how dare you?
I have no shame.
I still believe in them.
I don't give a fuck. I'm still here. I'm supporting. I hope the album's good.
You're a sports fan. You know how it is.
That was a low blow.
You know, that's real.
Shout out
dog.
To Raider fans. You guys have as
hey,
much
don't talk to me. All right. TSM doesn't even exist in league anymore.
And he still
Do you know how painful
him.
That is?
They don't?
No.
What the fuck happened?
They can't play the game anymore.
They were bad. The owner was super toxic, and then they got like relegated.
Damn.
Yeah, but so don't talk to me about pain in the sports. All right, I just have to watch.
Didn't they have an Apex team too?
Yeah.
And then
I think it's just the League of Legends team.
Oh, okay.
Painful.
Damn.
It's personal. That's the worst part. It is personal. Yeah. I'm gonna go to Copenhagen. Go find Bjergsen. I miss him.
Hell yeah. So that's all the updates I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just wanted to end on that. Sorry.
You wanted to end on Dance Gavin Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
save the best for last.
Committed. Save the best for last.
Committed. That's the fanest shit I've ever heard, bro.
Committed. I respect it.
I don't give a fuck. They got me through a lot, okay? But there is one thing I wanted to get some clarification on, because since we've been gone, there's been a lot happening as far as the rap game goes, I guess. I guess you could say there's an East and West Coast feud happening right now.
No.
There's a war, maybe?
Nope. No. Me and Snick's still cool. Me and Snick's, that's my dog, man. Shout out Snick Foley, bro. He just dropped a fire-ass album, Give the God His Roses.
Yeah.
That's a fire. He just dropped title. I think it's been a week. What's today? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I think last 21st. Wednesday.
Last Wednesday?
Ooh, well, yeah. Go check that out. Hell yeah. Give some support to the friends.
I shall. Shout out New York.
So what is happening, Louis?
We getting our ass whooped, cuz.
So from what I know, from what I remember, mean, because this has been going on for what, like a month? 2 months?
What?
This beef.
Nah, because the freestyle just dropped. That I think maybe heart. Like what, like a week or two ago?
I thought I heard something probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago about Joey Badass like talking shit about the West Coast.
How it's well, started. Okay. Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like some months because Joey dropped a song called The Ruler's Back.
Right.
Some time ago. And then he was, he had a line in there saying like, basically like people dick riding or dick eating the West Coast because of the Kendrick shit. And then ever since then, people felt the way. Took it personal, and they've been, like, sending shots. So, yeah, technically.
So, Joey Badass versus anyone who...
Versus everybody. He got beef with Mick Jenkins. Fucking...
Which is scary, because he just did a freestyle that was really good, and I don't think anyone should be messing with Mick Jenkins right now.
And Mick Jenkins and, like, fucking everybody that wants to fucking diss him on the West Coast, apparently.
So, right now, but the main focus is Joey Badass, and then I think on our side... Would you say it'd be Rayvon?
What?
Being like the front runner, them going back and forth.
The top one.
Minus everyone, you know, kind of dropping because there's like a bunch of people.
Yeah. Right, yeah, because Joey's doing it so he can get at Kendrick. Like Joey wants to have.
Oh, Lord.
Like he wants to go back and forth with Kendrick.
Oh, this is the preliminary fights.
Yeah. So basically what Rayvon is doing, or like TDE, they're like, you know what? We're gonna send our new little puppy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're gonna send our newest dog out here. And then if he can get past him, maybe. Uh-huh. And I mean Joey whooping his ass though. But like I'm West Coast biased like fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like me and Snick go back and forth and talk about shit all the time. He's from New York.
Yeah.
From California. But this is, like, undeniable, though. Uh-huh. Like, Daylight responded. He had one fire song to me, but he dropped, I think, like, four. One out of four is ass.
So this started in January. Literally the start of January 1st.
That's when The Ruler's Back came out?
The Ruler's Back comes out. Joey Badass tells everyone that they're dick riding Kendrick Lamar. That's what he said. On the 7th, Daylight was the first to respond with Hit You Up. That was a week after, and it was pretty much a warning shot of just, like, you know, hey, be careful. Whoever's out in Harlem and stuff like that.
So if we're going off that one was fire. Mm-hmm. That Daylight song was fire.
Cause he also says that the West is up and he'll never dub y'all for real. That's funny. So right now, obviously just saying, you know, West Coast is, we're up right now. Kendrick wins the beef with Drake. Joey Badass obviously taking shots. But the day after, Rayvon responded with Crash Out Heritage. And, of course, that's what you said. TDE sent out Rayvon.
Rayvon is a fucking crash out, though. Yeah. Like, for sure. Like, this little motherfucker from Long Beach is fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He's nice, though. Like, he's good. But, like, there's levels.
I mean, I've heard some good stuff. Like, I always see it on, like small snippets on TikTok of just, like, the tracks themselves. But, like, I never really wanted to, like, sit down and go through... I'm tired. I have beef fatigue.
No, bro, no bullshit, bro. Just yesterday alone, they dropped like 5 songs. I was like, what, bro, go to fucking sleep, dog. Get the fuck out the studio, bro. Y'all got kids.
Yeah. Damn.
Literally every single person in the beef has kids.
So Rayvon issues a warning.
This is crazy.
To Joey Badass, telling him, you know, stay the fuck out of the West business, essentially. Then it takes him 12 days, Joey Badass. January 20th, he returns with Sorry Not Sorry. He just says, with Conductor Williams, which is makes sense. Conductor is really tight with Griselda and everybody in New York. And he said, fuck it, I want all the smoke. He fires back. He claims that he's Biggie and Pac combined. That's what Joey Badass says. January 27th, CJ Fly joins with a HIYU freestyle. And so he is CJ Fly... is with Joey Badass.
From Pro Era.
Yeah. So he does a freestyle. And then on February 3rd, Daylight comes back with YHRR. And so he's attacking back with Ray Vaughn. Ray Vaughn then drops Impossible Patty on February 8th.
That shit was fire.
So it's right now it's two tracks to two tracks. Like it's two from the East Coast, two from the West Coast. And they're just going back and forth. And so this is more direct. This is when everything starts to get more personal. Yeah. So everything's been warning shots up to this point. That's usually how beef starts or how the back and forth goes. It's warning shots, and then it's fuck it, we're going in, you know, go back and forth. And so Ray Vaughn does it, and then Joey returned 10 days later with Pardon Me on February 18th, and he is claiming that he's playing the long game. He's ready to sit hunker down and just pretty much out-rap the shit out of Ray Vaughn. Ray Vaughn is his main target right now because they're the ones who are going back and forth. And then on May 7th, Ray Vaughn breaks his set. So February 18th, almost a month, Ray Vaughn released Just Incredible Freestyle. Again, it's at this point, it's just them insulting each other. Like, they're just shitting on each other. They're saying one's better than the other. We're on top. It's just a West Coast, East Coast dick measuring contest at this point, to be honest with you, Pause. But, like, this is what it is. He does the freestyle on Just Incredible. And then on May 13th, only 7 days, Joey Badass does the Red Bull Spiral freestyle with Absol and Big Sean, which I think was like when I started taking notice, and I really like that video. That's probably one of the only videos that I really paid attention to because Absol was in it. I wanted to see what Absol was doing. And it's a good video. It's a solid video.
All three of them went fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't take the time to just show his ability. Joey Badass was still going to do the beef with these other people in the room. He did not care because Big Sean isn't involved in this at all. No, Absol's not involved, but
Joey in his verse brought up Control, which sparked
everything.
Technically, like all of this shit when Kendrick dropped the Control verse.
That's all three people from like big pillars of hip hop. DMV, Detroit, right?
Detroit's not DMV. It's Midwest.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, but Detroit, right?
Detroit
create house music for hip hop and stuff. Detroit, New York, and LA. I wonder if that's intentional.
He did say, I could never hate the West Coast, but everyone must have forgotten what Dot said on Control. And, of course, probably mentioning that just, like, K-Dot at the time was like, I will take shots at anybody. Like, everyone in this room is against me.
Bro, how old is Control? Like, 12,
it's got to be, like, 12 years old.
We don't have to say any of that.
Big Sean.
No, don't look it up, please.
That's a Big Sean, right? Big Sean's on?
It's
Electronica, right?
J Electronica. It's a Kendrick song.
No.
Big Sean, 2014. 11
Fuck
years.
You. God.
Okay.
I'm fucking still mad at that.
I didn't like that.
The day after, Ray Vaughn dropped Ho Era. Still going. It's the most direct diss track to Joey Badass. Calls him irrelevant. He said that they should refrain. Specifically talking about Bodman, which is, I believe,
Joey's
label or.
I don't know, but that's what he refers to himself as.
Yeah.
As badass, Bodman.
Oh, yeah, right. And so he refers to him being irrelevant and that he should refrain rapping at all costs. That's pretty much what the dish is. Because
he's on Power. Because Joey Badass started acting.
Oh, that's right.
So he's on Power.
And what?
Power.
I haven't seen any of Power.
What's Power?
I hear it's good.
The 50 Cent series? That's on like Stars?
There's three series of this show, of this universe. So it must be good.
Your hands
Power
are...
Book
bro,
one,
people
two,
love that shit.
Three... Mom, and four.
Bro, my mom loves that fucking show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're doing Raising
Kanan. I think, is that not over?
No, they're still going. God, I thought they ended a year ago, but they kept doing more.
Damn.
Yeah. Kendrick's on that show.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, he was a crackhead.
Yeah, I've seen that clip.
Yeah, that one.
I like this bar, so I'm going to talk about it. On Ray Vaughn says in Hoer, I can send him to the stars. He get paid for, but standing next to Soul ain't going to save yours is... It's a good bar. I like that. And then May 15th, Joey Badass fired back with the finals. So we're going day after day
that
right
shit.
Now.
This God is damn, the finals? Fuck, bro. I was a heater.
Was it?
Yeah. Damn. The final, that shit is fire.
So he kind of...
by Joey?
Yeah, because it's like the fact that he named it the finals is because the Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals and they have a chance to go to the fucking NBA
finals.
I didn't know
that.
Knicks in six. Joey and one or some shit like that. Like, I don't know. Like, the whole shit is fire. Because Knicks are, like, right there. So yeah. New York is literally up right now.
Yeah, they really are.
Like the New York Knicks, the fucking, I think, what is it? The New York Islanders, the hockey team.
Yeah.
Like just New York is really just like up right now.
People are going crazy.
New York and UK.
The fucking Yankees wilding.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's it. Yeah. Dude.
Like, fuck.
Wilding is so funny.
So Joey Bada$$, and this is May 15th, so we're here. He just kind of talks about Ravon being like the underdog and the next on the chopping block, essentially. It's like, what kind of top dog is you? You're more Shih Tzu. You're artificial, which is crazy. And then he says, you're the next one getting dropped on the top roster, and I'm going to be the reason, talking about another TDE
Reason responded to
rapper. Yeah. He did?
Yeah, that shit was ass.
Oh, here it is.
Reason is ass to me, bro.
The day after, May 16th, Reason jumps
in. I honestly don't see it.
With the dead apple, he obviously is just talking about, why would you even mention my name? Of course, just more people getting added to the fire. It's just a bar, but when I sit down and focus, it's because of Coast Jealous. He left. Yeah, but Joey Bada$$ claims that he was cut.
I mean,
and that Ravon would be next.
He was crying. He's like, oh, why you guys not pushing me?
Do better. I don't know.
Yeah, be good. Like, fuck, we signed you because you're from Carson. Like, that's...
He said, don't worry, Ravon, I ain't gone. I ain't going to take your battle. I'm just doing a light jab off the principle, sure. And then May 19th, AZ Chike entered with What Would You Do? And, of course, AZ Chike, heavy off of
GNX. AZ Chike is fire, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that was this one I actually listened to. It's only a minute and 30 seconds, but it's good. Like, AZ Chike is probably one of the hardest working ones to come off of GNX and still continue pushing and pushing and pushing.
He took that opportunity, mm-hmm. and
he's just going with it. Which good for him.
He had the best feature on GNX, and then everything he's done since then has been fire. Like, he knows he has a spotlight on him right now.
100%. Because on the opposite side of the spectrum, real quick, side note, what the fuck is his name? The other guy who said that. Who crashed out on social media saying that Kendrick Lamar didn't give him anything.
Oh, 36?
Yeah.
Bro, get the fuck out of here. Opposite, yeah, I was looking at that spectrum. Shit yesterday. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
That's so funny.
You mad at Kendrick because you didn't do nothing with this? He gave you the opportunity. You just got out of, like, prison.
Yep.
He gave you the opportunity to shine.
He said he had no money. He said
had a fire verse, too.
Yeah.
And then it's not Kendrick's fault. Kendrick is supposed to give you money. The fuck?
I don't know, man. And so, yeah, that happened. And then he apologized out of nowhere. He was just like, you know what? I was just kidding.
Who, Doty?
Yeah.
He was on, they're saying he was on meth.
I mean.
He got DP'd from his hood.
Damn.
Like a whole bunch of shit happened. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
This ain't Kendrick a bitch. Like, bro, so, Kendrick, it's not Kendrick's fault that you got your ass whooped from your set. Kendrick is from Compton.
AZ Chike gets a verse in for Joey Bada$$ saying you should have stayed in your zone. And then on May 19th, the same day as AZ Chike, Daylight released another song called...
It's the acronym.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, it's WRD2, Word to My...
Mother.
What is it?
Mother. Like...
A word like to my mother.
Like shit that New Yorkers say. Like York all of his.
Because I was going to say word to my mama, and I was like, there's a VA at the end.
Like the, that would make sense. Like the YHRR is yurt. Like he says that in the beginning of the song. Mm. Daylight has this thing where he like writes stupid.
Yeah.
And you have to like decipher it, but yeah, it's like words of my mother.
Okay. Okay, I got it. And then this is the first time it's mentioned. Daylight mentions that Joey wants to battle Kendrick Lamar, but he says that Joey Bada$$'s bars are mediocre and KDOT would never waste his time. This whole thing started, just let him, you know what, my opinion, just let him battle him.
No.
Fuck it.
No.
Just let him do it.
No.
What's the worst that could happen?
He, what the fuck, what? You see how he did Drake, and Drake is literally the fucking guy. Like, regardless of, like, yeah, what he lost the battle, him? Like, regardless, Drake... He's undeniable.
Okay,
like he's just the fucking guy. Joey Bada$$ has been a fucking actor.
So like let,
the last why? Let why?
Let him. If that's what he wants so bad.
He hates New York, guys. Get him. It's him, not me. I fuck with New York. He hates New York.
I love New York style pizza.
What the fuck?
I think it's fantastic.
That's it? get him the fuck out of here.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. Oh, am I right, fellas?
That's why he couldn't read it. That's why he couldn't read Mama.
Bro, I'm from California. I don't have time to even
where
go
the fuck
to
got, where am I from? What the fuck?
Wait a minute.
All right.
I live here.
So, yeah, so Daylight does this, says, you know, you're not going to make it, whatever. The same day again. All right, this is all on May 19th. Oh, all of this is on May 19th. Okay, so we're just going back at this point. It's the same day. CJ Fly drops Stingray. He wasted no time.
That shit is ass, and it was like a CapCut video.
Ooh, CapCut. This is hours after AZ, Chike, and Daylight, and he criticizes them for their inability. This is like the whole point of the beef. That same day, Kai Cash, who is a Brooklyn
rapper.
That
shit was hard. I don't even know who the fuck he was. He was spitting, though. He was going crazy.
Yeah, he released from where? Knicks Brooklyn. In Six. Yeah, he's a Brooklyn.
I thought you said Britain.
Britain. I was going to be. I was like, overseas comes out of nowhere. You know,
we make drill.
It would be like if 21 Savage came out for Drake, but he didn't. Remember that. yeah, so he takes aim at the West Coast impact in the beef. And says it's weak, you know. He says a fan of the battle until you involve the whole of New York. So he's saying that everyone's involved now.
Nah, yeah. Daylight said, like, it was either Daylight or Rayvon. Somebody said, like, fuck New York or some shit.
Which I do like that he also said something in homage to Wu-Tang Clan. He says it ain't sparring, it's just shadow boxing. You gotta respect the legends for that one. That's great. And then, what the fuck is Jadakiss doing here? Oh, I'm sorry. Jadakiss's son, J1... dropped Bobby Mercer diss track.
I didn't know that. That yeah. Makes sense why Daylight in one of the fucking songs is like, Jadakiss, get your son. I thought he was talking about Joey Badass. I didn't fucking know his son dropped something. That's fucking crazy.
So, of course, he was coming to the aid of New York.
That's a random line.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? What? Is Jadakiss his dad in power? Like, what the fuck?
He claims that the only West Coast rapper right now that's on top is K-Dot and that no one else from the West should be acting superior. And he is just saying, my Tim's on Crenshaw. He's just shitting on them and everyone who's giving it.
I will say, though, a lot of independent artists are like eating off this.
They are.
Because you could just drop something and put like Joey Badass this. Yeah, motherfuckers is going to listen to it.
Yep, that's the way it goes. We're still on May 19th. Joey Jesus Badass takes Christ. Aim at Kendrick Lamar, Ray Vaughn, and more with My Town.
That shit was hard as fuck.
Is it?
That bro, because he got Loaded Lux on that joint.
Ooh.
It's a battle rapper. Daylight's a battle rapper. They both have that like super like
aggressive.
Nah, like the writing style where you just like, what the fuck? Like you just have to shut the fuck up and listen kind of thing. Yeah. And they're supposed to be battling. People were saying Daylight's like a fake Loaded Lux because of the style and the fact that Loaded nobody knew, like Joey just dropped My Town not featuring nothing.
Yeah,
you had to listen to the song and then you hear Lux and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
That's crazy. I know who Loaded Lux is,
and it is so, bro, Loaded Lux was fucking gas. He was gassing on that shit.
He
bro.
Said, I'm the real boogeyman. You should be afraid. Get the general. I'm killing his troops. Don't make me Pulitzer. Better be wise because I'm dotting T's and cross your eyes like Whitaker.
Can you guys just send me music like when it happens?
And then he has. Bro.
Can you guys just send me when it happens? I'm off looking at bugs.
Dog. Bro. Bro, I would have been blowing your fucking phone up if...
Yeah, do it.
This is also where AZ Chike is taking flack because people are now talking with his name, calling him Ass Cheek, which
that
sucks.
That's so corny.
Which sucks.
But that's legit the only bar that he had about AZ Chike.
Yeah, no, he says Rayvon was so last week, now I'm hearing about some dude named Ass Cheek. And it's like, okay, we get it, yeah. still May 19th. Rayvon calls out, this happened in 24 hours, this is wild. Rayvon calls out Joey Badass and Diddy relationship with Golden Eye.
That one was hard. Bro, because he flipped the fucking the sample, bro.
Oh, of Golden Eye
007.
Oh, it's nice, yeah.
Bro,
play it real quick.
Yeah, I actually have it
only
because
I'm so curious.
So it's like a flip of like a 50 cent like a New Yorker. Yeah. But bro, that, I don't know, that shit was crazy though, because
yeah.
Cause it, him and Daylight were like, yo, there's video footage of you and Diddy. You better chill out.
Yeah.
Oh my
before
God.
Motherfuckers drop it.
Not yeah. Diddy.
Then your wife gonna look at you different.
Rayvon fires where he called out Joey for his alleged close ties with disgraced music mogul Diddy. He also clowned him for allowing Ice Spice, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and Troy Ave to claim King of the New York status for over the years.
The Troy Ave one was disrespectful as fuck because Troy Ave like disrespected Capital Steez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So every motherfuckers don't even like Troy Ave. So for Rayvon to like bring that up, that like struck a nerve.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn, that's rude.
It's kind of weird that we've had like people like, you know what? No, that's kind of disingenuous. It's just how music goes, you know. Ice Spice and Tekashi 6ix9ine being in that list of, I forget they're from New York. Or that they rep New York, at least. They're not, they're from New York.
But he was saying that to be as disrespectful as possible.
Yeah, of course.
Ice Spice not no fucking king of New York.
Yeah,
she's staying
out of it. Tekashi was claiming he was the king of New York.
Ain't nobody believe that.
Everyone hates him. Like, he was just being as disrespectful as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ice Spice, very much a woman. Tekashi 6ix9ine, he just be saying shit.
Yeah.
So that was all May 19th.
With the blikia.
Iffy, like he got the stiffy.
There's like 1 week we just talked like that.
That's all May 19th. May 20th, we're done. We're at the tail end right now, at least. Daylight tears into Joey Badass with Ayo.
That one was fire, too.
Yeah, this was early in the morning.
Yeah, I woke up. That shit had dropped like 36 minutes after I woke up. I was like, bitch. Damn, like, fuck. I ain't even brushed my teeth yet, bro. What the fuck is you doing?
They on it.
Is not sleeping, bro.
No, dude, they're not.
He said, back to you, Joe. All that acting ain't in the trenches. Don't be acting cool, Joe. I mean, I snapped for the fences, bro. Done brought in my op. Oh, he think I'm going to get Kendrick. Yeah.
And then there's a vocal sample of Kendrick. It was like, my bro, Daylight. And then Daylight was like, all right, we finished. And then he just started rapping some more.
And bro, then
Kendrick would have, what? If you'd have got the Kendrick feature after the Loaded Lux feature, that would have been fucking dumb, scary, bro.
That'd be terrifying.
And then on May 20th, same day, where we're at right now, Joey Badass hops on a Tupac beat for Crash Dummy. We listened to a little bit of it. It is.
You called him Tupac.
It is the Hit 'Em Up.
You're an op, bro.
Production. What?
You're in New York. You going for New York, huh?
I said Tupac.
You said Tupac, bro. You're such a liar.
Playback. Playback.
Bro.
I hope you do, Adrian. I hope you do.
I said back. Tupac. Did I say Tupac? Here. Joey Badass hops on a Tupac beat. On a Tupac beat.
Tupac beat.
You're oppie. You're mad oppish right now. I don't know about you, bro.
So Joey drops Crash
I was just
going to
mention it later.
Over Hit 'Em Up, which is, of course, a popular diss song altogether from Tupac. And, yep. Yeah, he ignored all of the critics and said he instead tried to keep his foot right on Rayvon's throat. This is all focused on him. He says, guaranteed, this is the last time we ever hear from you. So that's where we're at. That's the beef in a small Spark Notes section, because obviously we didn't cover this while we were gone and or before.
There's been more that dropped, too. Not from them, but like the other dude that was on Kendrick's album, J3 Hitta, or Hitta, whatever the fuck. He dropped two diss songs about
battle
rapper Danny Myers. He went fucking ballistic. I'm not even going to care, boy. Boy, I ain't going to care, boy. That was the best shit from the West to drop yet. Because he was, like, going at Joey. Like,
can't we all just get along?
Shut that shit up, dude. 2025, don't nobody like nobody, dude. Fuck. Like, the fuck?
That's so real.
2025 is rough.
No, nobody like nobody.
Who's winning? Who's gonna win or who has won?
You're so oppie because I said it already. You want me to say it again because you're going for them. Because like, you stink. Because
you're rooting for them.
You stinky. I'm gonna call you Stink Meaner from now on.
You're gonna call me what?
Stink Meaner.
Okay, I thought you said something else.
Absolutely not.
What a
that
child.
Was fucking crazy.
What a child. I thought you just pulled one on me.
That's crazy.
I get it.
Would never say that word ever in life, bro. That's crazy, bro. He's oppie, bro. He's moving that oppie, bro.
Stinkinator is such a like playground.
Nah, cause it's from the Boondocks. Stink Meaner, the old dude.
Oh yeah.
The blind dude. That'd be whooping people ass.
He's so dumb. I can't. Stink Meaner. You're so dumb.
I'm going to take Lewis's word for what he said earlier and say that as far as content goes, as far as who has had the best verses, would you say Joey Badass has those verses.
Look at him.
I mean, I'll sure. I think, you know.
Yes, bro. The East is up, bro. East Coast is up. New York, oh, you're winning.
Shout out to SNCC. Congratulations, my friend.
Yo, what the fuck is you on? Like, what the fuck is he on?
See,
man?
Sometimes it's nice to be born in Hawaii. Yeah, I don't have to do anything, dog. Sea turtles, just chilling over here. I see y'all fighting. I'm enjoying, but I'm over here.
We're not fighting. We're just having a healthy conversation.
You're so provoking.
Huh? Who you think? Who you got?
Well, I want to listen to all of them, but I think Joey Badass is winning. I'm sure. I just wish it was just the two of them.
It just make me mad that we losing after all Kendrick did, bro.
With this many people?
Well, that's the
bro,
thing
that's
is.
That's what I'm saying.
So, it's crazy.
So do we do Uno reverse and just bring and Kendrick comes out and is like, okay, I'll finish
he
it.
He on tour, bro.
Oh, yeah. So that's, he has another word.
That's not even fair.
He's having the time of his life.
Yeah, he making breach.
I don't think you should bring him in because then everyone's going to start dissing West Coast rappers saying, oh, what are you going to bring? You're going to bring Kendrick to finish your beef?
No bullshit.
That's the big thing.
No bullshit, though. Like, listening to this shit, I was like, damn, bro. Like, I feel like I just, let me diss somebody just for no reason. Like, let me just do it. Like, let me just drop a diss and just run away and just look at it. Yeah, look at the YouTube comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I thought about that when you mentioned that. You're like, this is good for any upcoming bro, rapper. I was like, I wonder.
So many people have been, like, just because if you go to the videos on YouTube, you're going to see the other ones.
Yeah,
you don't even know who the fuck they are. Their video is just there, recommended. Like,
damn, everybody on it.
Pause.
Whoa. That's all we got. That's all we got. Welcome back. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go listen to those diss tracks.
How long was that episode?
It was only an hour.
Only.
Your woe was so cartoonish.
Whoa. Listen to the diss tracks. Form your own opinion. Who's winning, West Coast or East Coast? Listen to Sleep Tokens, even on Arcadia. Form your own opinion.
Yeah. I really want to listen to it.
And stay posted. Rate us. If you're listening to us on Spotify or any of those podcast apps, give us a rating.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
rate. It helps.
I thought you said rate us. I was like, this is not live, dog. Rate. Got it. Yeah.
And with that
chat, go do that.
I hope you have a good day. We'll see you next time. And bye.
Yeah. He really said hit the road, Jack.